Recorded Books presents Miss Pearlie's Girls by Rashonda Tate Billingsley, narrated by Patricia R. Floyd. Chapter 1. Maxine. The creaking wicker rocking chair suddenly stopped. Maxine Bell Cartwright leaned forward and inhaled. The aroma of fried chicken was wafting out through the open screen door and onto the back porch. That scent was better than the relaxing bubble baths she took every Sunday evening, and her stomach growled in anticipation. When it came to Southern fried chicken, her mother could show the Colonel and Mr. Church how it was really done. Maxine's nostrils weren't the only ones being tantalized. The smell made Petey Lawrence stop in mid-mow. He wiped his brow, ridding it of the sweat that dripped from his hairline, brought on from the brutal August Arkansas sun. He sniffed, then a wide smile spread across his young face when he glanced up at Maxine. He flipped the lever on the handle, and the whir of the lawnmower slowly subsided. "Ooh, Miss Pearlie is at it again," Petey said.
"It's Sunday, so you know Mama is in her element."
Maxine lifted her long salt-and-pepper curls, which made her look a lot older than her 52 years, from her neck, and tied the hair in a bun. Then she fanned herself with her hand. "The air is out in there, so I don't even understand how she's standing it inside that kitchen. I'm sure that cooking oil raises the temperature another 10 degrees. Petey laughed.
"My granny said the AC has us spoiled."
He walked over to the edge of the back porch, picked up his orange water cooler, and took a long gulp. Maxine dismissed Petey's comment with a wave of her hand. "Tell Mother Channing that Jim Crow said she's allowed to have air conditioning now." Petey was shaking his head before she finished her sentence.
"Uh-uh. You want me to tell her that, and then have to hear an hour lecture on how high her light bill is? No, ma'am. I just let her go on believing what she wants to believe."
That brought a smile to Maxine's face, because those words sounded just like what Mama Pearlie had been saying when they'd first bought the AC unit for her back in 2010. Even after they'd installed the unit in the dining room window, it had still taken 2 years to get Mama Pearlie to stop complaining about the cost of electricity and just turn the darn thing on.
Once she'd done that, though, Mama Pearlie had quickly gotten spoiled and enjoyed having a cooler house, especially in the middle of these savage summers.
But it seemed that Mama Pearlie hadn't yet convinced her best friend Caroline, or Mother Channing, to everyone in Smackover, of the benefits. Petey took another gulp. His thirst from his hour of mowing their acre and a half obviously taking its toll.
"About that chicken, you think Miss Pearlie got an extra piece for me?"
Petey asked.
His eyes were wide as he rubbed his stomach, like it was waiting on an affirmative answer.
"We would both be insulted if you didn't stay and eat supper," Maxine said, before she leaned back in the chair and resumed her rocking.
Outside of Walter and her mother, Petey had become her most welcomed companion. Sometimes he would sit for hours and listen to her tell stories of growing up in Smackover. Sharing stories with him brought them both joy.
"Yeah, my belly is doing a happy dance," Petey replied, as he hopped around doing a little jig. "Let me get back to work, so that when we sit down to dinner, I don't have to think about nothing else but your mama's good home cooking."
He yanked the chain to turn the lawnmower back on. It sputtered before the motor roared, and Petey went back to his task, with a little more pep in his step now. Maxine smiled at the sight of the boy, as she watched him push the
sample complete. Ready to continue?